I've interviewed you a couple of times before, and it's always a pleasure. I'm huge.
But we've never...
We met once. We did one satellite link-up about 8 years ago on a show I was doing, and then you came in maybe 4 or 5 years ago to LBC, a London station. But, yeah, it's a long time ago.
I remember.
No, hey, listen, man, you've done 20,000 interviews since then, so I don't expect you... Are we going? Lovely. Gene Simmons, first of all, well done last night. Wasn't I was at the gig.
You're a powerful and attractive man.
Eloise, you might as well sit by a microphone. The only reason this interview is taking place is because you're here, and he wouldn't start unless you're in
charm.
The room.
I like girls.
You talk to him.
Like
I'm gonna get nothing from him. You talk to him.
Oh no, you've put me on the spot now, and I'm embarrassed with the stare and the tongue.
I would stick it out farther, but the floor's dirty.
That's quite an impressive tongue. It twists around. Have you got a hinge on it? Oh my God.
It's going right round in a circle.
As they say in America, I think they say it's got a spinning dry cycle and it can whip up a good goddamn froth.
I'm blushing.
I'm blushing for crying out loud.
This is... All right then.
Do you want to talk about Kiss or?
Sure, anything you like.
Okay, go. You chip in whenever you want, Eloise. I was at the gig last night.
Yeah.
It was very good. It was a good concert.
Well, it was interesting. You know, we when the CO2 came in, we really couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And we hope, you know, the fans weren't subjected to that because very close quarters. I mean, I was concerned about the fans. They were crushed in there like sardines.
It was supposed to hold 500 people. I suspect there may have been one or two more that were squeezed in there. Do you do these tiny little club gigs often?
No. Never.
You did one in the Marquee here about 20 years ago.
20 years ago, that's right.
And that's
right.
It? You don't do them in
no.
the States?
No. Well, Kiss is about size.
Oh, yeah.
And your girlfriend has been lying to you all these years. Size does count.
It matters, does it?
The bigger is better.
Yeah.
It's true, you know.
Well, I was expecting a kind of little pared down, sort of unplugged, oh, no
the,
makeup
The rug
kind of
on
thing.
The floor, the acoustic guitar comes out. Kumbaya, my lord.
But it was amazing. Kumbaya. It was a full-on, you were playing it like it was a stadium.
No, you get into your, you get into your skin, into your what's inside of you.
Yeah.
We can be glib about it and sit here talking about it, but the truth is, when you get up on stage, the adrenaline kicks in, and scientists have actually measured your veins fill up with blood, your heart pumps not only more blood but faster, and your chest cavity actually gets much bigger.
Wow.
You physically and literally become stronger and bigger.
Yeah.
It's what animals do before they fight. Mm. The adrenaline kicks in, and it gets them ready for that thing. Boxers do that too.
Mm.
And it makes you stronger. When you go mad, when you go really insane, and there's too much adrenaline in your system, you've seen 4 or 5 policemen try to get somebody who's mad
try to hold me
floor.
Down. I'm a weak guy, but
can't do it. I don't mean mad as in angry. When you're insane and there's so much testosterone that you lose your sanity, or on crack, it's difficult to get one person. It'll take 4 or 5 people to get him down.
But listen, I've been a huge Kiss fan for about 8 years. Huge fan.
I like him. He's quite all right.
He's a big fan.
I'm a paid-up member, sir. Kiss Army.
He's straight, right?
But don't you worry. I'm not coming on to you. But I probably would, Gene. I probably would for you.
Darling, you wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, that tongue. You've seen that.
Yeah.
That's terrifying, man.
Shish kebab. Up one end, out the
other. I said it. Come on now.
Well, you started it.
You started it. But listen, due to a series of events, last night was the first time I'd seen Kiss.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I'm coming.
Oh, never outdoors.
I've always been working or abroad or just missed or so. I've never
best,
seen it.
The best is really outdoors.
Right.
When we can do the sorts of fireworks shows and effects that don't have, you know, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
In fact, at some of the really big outdoor shows, we actually warn local airports not to send planes flying overhead.
Wow. Brilliant.
Well, yeah, because they can go up 500 feet.
Jeez. I had tickets for the Download Festival, and I was working. I couldn't get in love. But I'm coming to see you at Wembley.
Oh, you mean when we headline the Download Festival?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I'm coming to see you at Wembley.
Yeah.
And that tour is going to be fantastic.
We're having a great time. For those of you that are tuning in late, I'm Gene Simmons, and you're not.
Yes, exactly.
Go to kissonline.com, and you'll find out all the info. But the short of it is that May 1st, I think, we start in England in Sheffield?
I think so. We'll have all the dates, don't we? We'll plug all the dates and stuff. But Sheffield, there's Newcastle, I think. London, you're doing a couple of Wembley dates.
And Newcastle, we've taken out bands on their first tours, and very proud of it. We've taken out on their first tours AC/DC, Bon Jovi, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, you name it, we took them out. Rush, almost all the bands that most everybody likes, but we took them out because we liked them, simply as fans. And the very first show we took out Bon Jovi on their first tour in Europe is Sheffield.
Wow.
Or was it Newcastle? No, I think it was Newcastle.
Right.
That's it. First show Bon Jovi opened.
You produced
opened
the first Bon Jovi demos or something, did you?
No, that was Van Halen.
Van Halen,
discovered Van Halen did their demos.
Discovered Van Halen. You could quit on that. That's enough.
Or manage Liza Minnelli, one or the other.
Did you manage Liza Minnelli?
Certainly did.
Wow.
Did you really? When was that?
Around the time that I put the Pet Shop Boys together with her. So that...
No, he's taking the piss.
No, I'm not. The Pet Shop Boys produced her biggest album that was on Epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. A kind of a disco diva, let's go dance our troubles away album.
Yeah, and you were managing her then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Among other things.
We guessed.
Not what I mean. That's not what I mean.
Just give up.
You know what I mean? Here I am, work my fingers to the bone, all die.
It's Dick Van Dyke.
Was that you?
Yeah. Dick Van Dyke.
Call Blimey Mary Poppins.
Call Blimey Mary Poppins.
Can I congratulate you as well on Sonic Boom? Which is, whenever a band that's been going as long as Kiss brings out a new album, there's always kind of a wary, is this going to be any good?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliant record.
It's a bit of all right.
It's a bit of all right, mate.
Yeah. We have a good time, and that's what happens when you get rid of cancers within the band.
Yeah.
When you have band members, or if you're on a football team, and some of your mates and band members are high on drugs or alcohol... Try tossing them the ball sometimes. See if you can get a goal. It's not going
to
happen.
This is Ace and Peter you're referring
to. Yeah, we love them. They were every bit as important to the formation of the band 35 years ago. But I would urge all guys in any bands or teams or gang members or anything, anything to do where you're depending on somebody else to carry the load. You know, a car with four wheels and a table with four legs. You've got to carry the load. And if one of those tires... Just one flat tire is going to knock out the car.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
And the problem with alcoholics and drug addicts, drug users, forget the addict stuff because one leads to the other, is that everybody's full of excuses. I forgot to tie my shoelaces.
Yeah.
I was molested by your uncle or whatever it is. Everybody's got a story. Mm. They're just pathetic. And what it really is they're vampires. They will suck out the blood.
Mm.
And energy from you, and they're your worst enemy. You've got to get rid of these people.
Mm.
Get them out of your lives so you can continue to be as great as you could be.
Yeah.
Because with them around, they will drag you straight to hell.
Well, how long has Tommy Thayer been in the band? That's been years now, isn't it?
Tommy started out in a group called Black and Blue. I produced their last two albums and saw a really good, talented guy who could sing and play guitar and write songs. But specifically, who was on time, said what he meant what he said, I'll show up here, I'll do this. Dependable guy. Not really commonplace for most rockers.
Yeah.
You know, they're idiots, you know that. Morons. Who, if it wasn't for the guitar hanging around their neck, would probably be asking the next person in line, would you like some fries with that? They're just idiots. Just imbeciles who do nothing but play guitar.
Yeah.
And they're lucky, and they should pray to whatever God they want to and kiss the feet of their fans for allowing them to live the dream.
Yeah.
And I am forever grateful and appreciative and honor the fans who make my life possible, who feed my family for making my dreams come true.
Well, this is one of the things about you. You've always kind of been approachable. You let fans approach you, and you've been very open. You've not kind of hidden yourself away. And I think that's one of the great things about Kiss is that Kiss are there, you know. And
we work for you. You are our bosses. We worship the fans. It's tough to put it into words, but you know, when we play the really big shows, the stadiums and stuff. And Sheffield has done this in the past. And they start singing, "You'll never walk alone." I mean, we're grown men. I'm 60. I cry. They get to me.
Mm.
Oh, it's a feeling you can't get.
Yeah.
And when you get that connection between band and fan, the pit between the stage and the audience disappears, and the "we are one"-ness of it, it rises to a greater thing. And what it is celebrating life.
Mm.
If you want the secret of life, or if you're thinking about Acid Rain or the Wailers, boy, have you come to see the wrong band. I don't know why anybody would be interested in what a rock star has to say about politics or the secret of life. For God's sakes, I would never ask what a politician thinks of "I Love It Loud," a song I wrote.
There's a lovely Paul Stanley line last night. I don't, maybe he says it quite often. "We can change the world, but we ain't going to do it tonight." And then you just rock. Yeah, that's it. And that's what it's all about.
Of course. Enjoy life, your life today. Tomorrow's another day. Yesterday you can't do anything about. You're here, right now. Let's rock.
How long did Sonic Boom take from start to finish to do?
Very fast.
Yeah.
Again, unfortunately, and I'm sad to say it, without Ace and Peter, very fast.
Really?
No drama,
really?
No drugs, no booze.
Yeah.
Tommy and Eric have been a delight. We were playing the stadiums of South America in April. This has been an ongoing tour for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And sometime in April, on the off days, we would find ourselves in Tommy Thayer's room just strumming guitars. Strumming?
What's that supposed to be?
I don't have a clue. It's Dick Van Dyke. Strumming?
That's a bit of Scouse you've got in there now.
Yeah.
Scouse?
A little
bit of Scouse.
Paul McCartney.
All right, it's not North, is it?
Yeah, now you're going Cockney again.
Cockney, all right.
You're in the right country, though. You've got the right island.
Well, every four streets, you've got a different sound.
It's true.
The bow bells, you go, yeah, apple. How's your apple? What are you talking about, apple? Well, it's not the apple. I'm going up the apple. How's your trouble? What are you talking about? And, you know, I love Cockney. That's my favorite thing. But I don't have a clue what anybody's ever talking about.
Do you know some of the different sayings, do you?
I do.
So if we say up the apples and pears.
Going up the apple and to see the trouble or something. Trouble and strife is wife, right?
Yeah.
It's a wife. Trouble and strife is wife.
I'm not familiar with that term,
though. What about a Lady Godiva?
Lady Godiva? That one I don't know.
A fiver, £5 note.
Oh.
I'm teaching Gene Simmons some things.
Saucepan lids, your kids.
So, but you would say how's the saucepan?
How the saucepans?
How's the saucepan?
How's your saucepans? How are your saucepans?
Good, but you'd have to know the phrase. Yeah.
Okay, listen, we're running out of time. A couple of quick things. The Wicked Leicester album, is that ever going to come out? I keep hearing rumours.
It is.
When? Because I've
when we
heard,
want.
I've heard some, when we want. Yeah, fair play.
There's so many projects that happen all the time. The Second Kiss Coffee House is opening in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
This month or next month. We have 3,000 licensed products, everything from Kiss condoms to Kiss caskets.
Yeah, I love it.
We'll get you coming. We'll get you going. You know what I mean?
That's a good line.
He's a brilliant businessman, isn't he? Come on.
Yeah.
And there's just an awful lot going on. There will be more Kiss box sets and all that
brilliant
stuff, and new albums and just anything.
Good. I'm glad that it seems that Sonic Boom is kind of, because I'm loving all the repackaged stuff and all the DVD box sets are wonderful, but it's great that there's new.
But repackaged to a new fan is brand new.
Oh yeah, no.
The idea that why are you releasing a greatest hits album? Because not everybody's been around 35 years.
Yeah.
We have fans who are 5 years old who are seeing it for the first time.
Fantastic.
And they show up at the concerts. That'll make me cry like a little baby when I see a 5-year-old in Kiss makeup on the shoulders of his dad in makeup. What a time. What a connection. What a great moment, you know, for father and son and the band. I mean, it's a bigger idea than here's our next song off the next record.
I had a very, very drunk man last night, Here, have a look at this. And he made me lift up his shirt and he had all of you tattooed on his back. That was hideous. That was his.
But imagine if he had Culture Club on his back. So now you know.
Final question. The song Nothing to Lose, is it about anal sex?
Yes.
It is.
Well, if you listen to the lyric.
It is, okay. Because I've often thought that, and I thought they would.
Before I had a baby, I tried every way.
Yeah.
She didn't want to do it, but she did anyway.
She did anyway. There we go.
So, baby, please don't refuse. But once I got a baby, I tried every way. I thought about the back door.
Yes.
I didn't know what to say, yay, yay. I said, baby, please don't refuse. You know you've got nothing to lose. You've got nothing to lose.
Got nothing to lose.
But baby, but it all comes from the music that we loved and grew up
yeah.
with. It's all, it comes from C. Cruz. You got nothing to lose. It's just a line that he says, you got nothing to lose, that came by. And immediately when I heard that, it opened up the entire song. Of course, I went to the ass, but that's my predilection. I'm convinced I was breastfed too long.
In fact, the age of 18.
Well, in fact, last week my mother said, get off. So,
Gene, listen, I'm going to let you go because you have a very busy day. Thank you so much for the concert last night, for Sonic Boom, and for coming and having a chat with us. It's a pleasure to see you, sir, and I shall see you again in May.
I like your kilt.
Do you want to see what's underneath it?
I knew it.
Thank you, Gene. That's wonderful, man. It's an absolute pleasure, as always. The best interview you could ever get.
My goodness. Stand here or get up?
We're done now. I think yeah. we're done. Yes, I think you're up somewhere else now. Austin will ferry you around. And
we have another one coming in this room.
Sit here in the club.
Lovely.
Eloise has to come with me, I'm afraid.
We're lifelong friends.
Gene, lovely to see you. Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure.